from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, December 9th. Coming up, Iranian Americans in Champaign-Urbana are organizing their own protests in solidarity with those in their home country. We'll talk with one of the organizers coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois State Senator Mike Simmons joined U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy and other health experts in Chicago yesterday to talk about youth mental health. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The panel discussed topics like how the pandemic has affected feelings of depression and the stigma around therapy in some communities. Simmons said many young people he's talked to are feeling overwhelmed at school. So he introduced a bill, which takes effect January 1st, seeking to address that.
It requires that all Illinois K-12 schools instruct on how and where to access mental health. Because so many young people have told us that they just don't know where to start. There may even be social workers or therapists in the school, but they won't oftentimes know how to access from point A to point B.
The law will also create a student mental health council made up of providers and students from different identities. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is celebrating yesterday's congressional passage of landmark legislation that enshrines gay marriage into federal law. The House approved the Respect for Marriage Act, promising to send it to President Biden, who has said he'd sign it. The legislation would require states to recognize legal same-sex marriages and nullifies the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as the union between a man and a woman.
This is an effort which luckily we had bipartisan support for. It talks about inclusion rather than exclusion. And the groups that opposed it are trying to divide us up.
Last summer, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas hinted the court might seek to invalidate the 2015 opinion authorizing same-sex marriages. Durbin says the law passed by Congress shows public sentiment is not on Thomas's side. Rates of suicidal ideation have increased among pregnant women over the past 10 years. As Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez reports, this is the conclusion of a recent University of Illinois study.
The researchers studied insurance claim data from 2008 to 2018 for more than 500,000 women from different backgrounds. Karen Tabdina is a social work professor at the U of I who helped lead the study. Dina says suicidal ideation increased exponentially for Black women before childbirth. Although her recent study doesn't investigate why, she previously worked on a study where women of color said healthcare providers were unresponsive to their needs.
We conducted qualitative interviews and talked to women about the why, and we heard from numerous women of color. If I'm feeling like I'm having a depressive episode, I keep it to myself because providers are usually dismissive.
The study found rates of suicidal ideation increased for all racial groups. The percentage of women seriously considering harming themselves tripled during the decade studied. I am Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign City officials are discussing ways to build a permanent park in the Garden Hills neighborhood, an area of town where children have no park to visit without crossing a set of railroad tracks. Assistant Planning and Development Director Rob Kowalski says a temporary version of the park sits at the corner of Hedge Road and Garden Hills Drive. That's in an area where the city is doing groundwork to reduce flooding. He says the city's park district still needs to approve the change, which he says would be a good one.
There is such a power in having a functioning neighborhood park. It's really one of the fundamental pieces of a strong neighborhood is a park space.
Kowalski says construction to reduce flooding will begin next August. He says he hopes the plans for the park will be finished before then. Still to come, we'll hear from an Iranian-American graduate student who's organizing protests in Champaign-Urbana in solidarity with those in his home country. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, my name is Katie Buzard, WIL 100th History Curator. When WILL first signed on in 1922, campus announcements and Illini sports comprised most of the news reporting. Over time, news coverage gradually increased, and by the 1960s, you could catch daily newscasts on WILL-TV. WILL quickly built its reputation as a vital source for local news, while also serving as a training ground for student journalists. Join me as I explore the history of local news coverage on WILL at will.illinois.edu/will100.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Hundreds of people in Iran are reported to have died since anti-government protests began in September. Yesterday, Iran carried out its first known execution related to the protests. In Champaign-Urbana, Iranian Americans are organizing their own demonstrations and discussions to support the protesters overseas. One organizer is Amin Azimi, an Iranian-American graduate student at the University of Illinois. He spoke with Noor Longhi of the Illinois Student Newsroom about what's happening in Iran and in the United States for people who care about this issue.
Yeah, so why don't you tell me specifically about what's happening recently, like this new wave of protests? Mm-hmm.
So this girl was visiting Tehran with her family, and the morality police, which is a kind of like a group of thugs who come and roughen you up to make sure you're following Islamic code and all that, that's what they do. And her hijab was a little off, and she was showing a little bit of hair. So what they did was they took her to the van, and they beat her up in the van, and she entered a coma and she died. And this was the awakening of the Iranian people, and her she became a huge symbol across the nation and the world because of her death, because she represented all the wrongdoings of the Islamic Republic. And people exploded and got into the streets, started rallying immediately. This specific protest was started because of women's rights and lack of liberty in the country, but it's all-encompassing as more time passed.
How is this impacting Iranian people over here?
Like, their families are back home, probably protesting or in the streets. So that has a major impact on the students here in the Iranian community. It feels like we were forced to leave our country for a better future. And all Iranians around the world, I think, feel this way in one way or another. And it's just personal. And understanding that, like, if there is an opportunity to kick the Islamic Republic out, we will do our best to support it.
So you organized a protest on campus. Could you tell me why you wanted to do that?
I thought it was important to organize a protest on campus because, A, there were many students under pressure under the Islamic Republic because of their protests. So a lot of students got they got suspended. A lot of them died. A lot of them faced severe consequences, tortured in jails, all that. So it was important as a student and as an academic to try to bring a community of academics together however way I can. And being a student at U of I just thought it was important to make sure Iranians are coming together, and at least we're making the voices of students in Iran being heard. And a lot of the Iranians have been emailing major figures in the university to try to get a statement out of them. To show support to students in Iran, because these acts of symbolism are a huge fuel to the fire of the Iranian movement. It's really helpful to the people here. Imagine the Iranian community here is expected to stay on a normal course of classes, work, when their family is directly getting impacted.
What can people here do?
What they could do is, I think, talk about it more on social media. That's been a huge factor. There's been more global committees trying to act on the violations of the Islamic Republic. So if they really want to show support, there's a way to get in contact with your politicians. But even a mere just showing support on whether it's a post or a story, talking about it, and understanding the context and history, I think, is really huge.
That's Amin Azimi, an Iranian-American graduate student at the University of Illinois, who organized a demonstration in Champaign to support protesters in Iran. He spoke with Noor Longhi of the Illinois Student Newsroom. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have showers this morning, otherwise cloudy skies with a high of 48 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, Luis Velasquez, Jacqueline Barba, and Noor Longhi. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.